This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees at Bhubaneswar in Odisha. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for national highway projects worth more than 1,000 crore rupees. Besides, the Prime Minister launched Subhadra, the flagship scheme of Odisha government. It is the largest single women-centric scheme and is expected to cover over 1 crore women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led NDA government completed 100 days of its third successive term at the centre today. Speaking at an event at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today, Prime Minister Modi said, big decisions have been taken for the empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women during the period. On the occasion, several union ministers held press conferences in the national capital today to highlight the initiatives taken during the period. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees were sanctioned or initiated during the past 100 days. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said of the 15 lakh crore rupees sanctioned for the welfare of the people, the government will spend 3 lakh crore rupees towards Nari Shakti. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has resigned from Chief Minister's post. Mr. Kejriwal met Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena this evening and submitted his resignation. Meanwhile, senior Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader Atishi met Lieutenant Governor Saxena this evening and staked claim to form the government. AAP had earlier announced that Atishi will be the new Chief Minister of Delhi. The Supreme Court on Friday had granted bail to the AAP National Convener Kejriwal in a corruption case related to the excise policy scam. After coming out of the jail, Mr. Kejriwal on Sunday had announced that he will resign from his post. In Jammu and Kashmir, stage is set for the first phase of assembly elections tomorrow. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and third phase will be held on the 1st of October. In Haryana, campaigning is gaining momentum for single phase assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed poll rally in Bhiwani today. He criticized the Congress saying that the party is against reservation for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and backward classes. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has said that developing countries need more than $5 trillion to meet their climate goals by 2030. Addressing the 19th edition of the CIIITC Sustainability Summit today in New Delhi, the minister emphasized the need for financial support and technology transfer to combat climate change. He said India is one of the few countries that have fulfilled all the indices of the Paris Agreement before time. IPS officer Manoj Kumar Verma has been appointed as the new commissioner of Kolkata Police today. Verma, a 1998 batch IPS officer, was serving as additional director general ADG, Law and Order of West Bengal. The transfers come in wake of the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at R.G. Kar Medical College Hospital in Kolkata last month. Abhishek Gupta, Deputy Commissioner North of the Kolkata Police, has been transferred to the Eastern Frontier Rifles as Commandant. The centre has advised the leading edible oil associations to ensure that the maximum retail price is maintained till there is availability of edible oil stocks imported at nil and 12.5% of basic customs duty. Secretary, Department of Food and Public Distribution Sanjeev Chopra chaired a meeting with the representatives from Solvent Extraction Association of India, Indian Vegetable Oils Producers Association and Soybean Oil Producers Association in New Delhi to discuss the pricing strategy. In hockey, India lifted the Men's Asian Championships trophy for the record fifth time after defeating the host China 1-0 at Hulunbuir this evening. In a high-intensity clash, India's Jugraj Singh slotted home the only goal of the game in the fourth quarter. Team India, who were the defending champions, are the most successful team in the competition with 5 titles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.